Louisiana real estate headlines. Louisiana commission rates. New guide covers structures, negotiation, and legal shifts. A comprehensive guide explores average real estate commission rates in Louisiana, covering commission structures, negotiation strategies, and legal changes affecting commissions. LA real estate professionals need current knowledge of commission norms and evolving legal frameworks to remain competitive and compliant in their practice. Review the full breakdown of Louisiana commission structures and strategies at the source link. Louisiana real estate updates. Louisiana property records now searchable via staterecords.org. Staterecords.org offers a Louisiana property search tool that provides public access to property tax records, ownership records including deeds, and property lines maps. LA real estate professionals can quickly verify ownership history, tax status, and boundary details to accelerate due diligence and reduce transaction risk. Add HT at louisiana.staterecords.org/property records to your research toolkit for fast free property record lookups across Louisiana. Louisiana real estate updates. Louisiana Realtor Commission fees edge below national average in 2026 survey. A February 2026 survey found the average real estate commission in Louisiana is 5.66%, slightly under the national average of 5.70%. Local agents can benchmark their own rates against this verified state figure when discussing pricing with sellers. Review the full survey data at listwithclever.com/average-real-estate-commission-rate/Louisiana/. Background and context. Why cap rates are a starting point, not a verdict. A cap rate is just NOI divided by price. It bakes in zero assumptions about the market, asset class, or capital structure. Two properties with identical 6% cap rates can have wildly different risk profiles depending on lease maturity, tenant credit, and capital reserve needs. Cap rate is a quick screening tool, not a buy signal. Underwriting purely on cap rate is the most common reason new investors pay above market prices. The same investors then blame the market when their projected returns do not materialize 3 years in. For every cap rate you compare, add the lease maturity year and the CapEx reserve assumption. Background and context. When a Phase 1 environmental site assessment is non-negotiable, a Phase 1 ESA is required for most commercial loans and is strongly recommended whenever a site has had industrial, gas station, dry cleaner, or auto repair use in its history. The ESA itself does not test soil. It researches historical use and identifies recognized environmental conditions that may justify a Phase 2, which does test. CERCLA liability for contamination attaches to current owners regardless of who caused the contamination. A Phase 1 performed before purchase establishes the innocent landowner defense, which is otherwise nearly impossible to claim. Order the Phase 1 early in diligence. Turnaround is typically 2 to 3 weeks. Background and context. The HOA documents that matter when buying a condo. Beyond the standard CC&Rs, four documents predict future assessment risk. The reserve study, is the association underfunded, the most recent two annual budgets, the delinquency report, what percent of owners are behind, and any pending litigation. A reserve study funding ratio below 30% is a yellow flag, below 10% is red. Special assessments in underfunded associations routinely run $10,000 to $50,000 per unit and arrive with little notice. The reserve study is a legally required disclosure in most states, but most buyers never ask for it. Request the reserve study and delinquency report in writing during your diligence period.